The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. I hope you're doing good, too.
I am doing wonderful. Been a very busy week. Of course, top of the headlines, the Fed's raiding Mar-a-Lago. Now, there's a big discussion here as to among the left and the media. Was it a raid or was it a search?
It was a raid. We have to stop allowing them to sugarcoat everything they do as Republicans, because you notice how any time they do something that they get caught in, it's kind of like your kids when you catch them with their hand in the cookie jar, you know, that old analogy. Yep. They were just seeing if cookies were there. They weren't taking them, right? Like it's we're dealing with little kids that get caught doing bad things. And we need to make it them accountable for it, Joey. Well, and it is.
It was interesting to kind of watch this unfold because, I think the whole word or term raid was first introduced when President Trump issued the first public statement late afternoon on Monday that his home was being raided, that it was under siege. Well, they took that and ran with it, which he was right. I mean, look, when you have armed federal agents show up at your home, when their black SUVs are blocking the entrance to your home, that's a raid. So he said that. Well, they took it and ran with it. You had MSNBC and all the networks talking about the raid, and then finally it occurred to somebody, well, wait, hold on a minute. This is not the message we should be promoting here. this was a search. They had a search warrant. This was a search. And by the way, there's also a lot of questions over the actual warrant itself, because I kept thinking, well, why don't they just release a copy of the warrant? Well, evidently, according to reports still, President Trump did not get a physical copy of the warrant. According to Eric Trump, talking with the Daily Wire late yesterday afternoon, they basically kind of showed the warrant across the room to the Trump attorney who was there. They would not even allow the Trump attorneys in the same room with them.
So there are so many things that are wrong about all that. I think it's fear. Maybe we as Republicans were outraged, but maybe this should be a sign of hope that they are so fearful of what is to come in November and beyond, that they're just jamming everything they can. And you know what they're counting on, Joey, is the short memory span of the American people.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. by the time this really unfolds in a few weeks, it will be yesterday's news. And we all have to stop having such a short memory. You know, they always say if you can get past the news cycle, people are always on to the next thing. It's great that that President Trump can still get the media, the left media, to do what he wants them to. Right. I always used to think he would say something completely off the cuff and they'd go running for it. And then he'd get something big done. I thought it was always amazing how he could do that. And he can still do that, right? He said raid. They all ran with raid because they will chase any ball he throws. And I think it's just amazing.
Yep. It is. And look, there's still a lot of information that we need to have. It appears that we're eventually going to be able to see a copy of that warrant, as several different groups have sued the federal government. Donald Trump said yesterday that he may also sue the federal government for release of that, but it looks like a federal magistrate yesterday gave them until Monday at 12 noon to release something on this. So we shall see. It's going to be interesting to see a inventory of what they actually took.
Well, and is that inventory correct? Because in any other raid, most things are cataloged. And I'm not an attorney, I'm an accountant, so that nobody can say that evidence was planted, right? But when you just take boxes and you don't show anybody and you don't, catalog things there, I mean, how would that even hold up in a court of law? Because you could say, well, I don't know where that came from, and nobody from my side witnessed what you did. So yeah. I think, once again, very shoddy work done by the left, which is just their MO now. But people have to remember this because, you know, President Trump said it well, Joey. They're not coming for me. They're coming for me to get to you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're seeing play out. They want him out of the way. They want him gone to get to us. Why else would they hire in this bill 87,000? Like, let that sink into your listeners. 87,000 IRS agents. Do you think the wealthy, you know, do you think Bill Gates cares they're hiring 87? No, because he has tax attorneys and accountants working for him. He would never even know if they looked at his stuff. But us, the normal American, that's a big deal. We can't fight the IRS.
Yeah.
Very few people can fight the IRS. So what are they doing? They're going to weaponize the IRS. I'm an accountant. I can remember, like, at the firms I worked for when I was green out of school, saying the IRS is scary. I mean, who put most? If you go to Alcatraz, right? Who put most of those criminals away? It was the IRS.
Yeah.
Wasn't the FBI? And they will use them. That will be the next arm that they will weaponize to take care of people who give to the Republican Party, who are a part of the Republican Party. Don't think that for a second that they're worried that, Joey, you are saying that you gave $10 more to your local church than you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the other scary part about these additional IRS agents, and I guess I never really thought about an IRS agent. I thought that they were just that their weapon was their calculator, but evidently IRS agents, there are some who are actually armed. There was an online job posting for special agents, and it was taken down because there was some pushback. It said a key requirement for applicants is that they have to be legally allowed to carry a firearm, and major duties include carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Now, why does an IRS agent need to be carrying a firearm and be willing to use deadly force?
Well, I think I'm with you. Now, as we just said, a lot of times IRS is sent in to do to find illegal activity of criminals that the FBI cannot find or law enforcement can't find, but then they should work in unison with the FBI or law enforcement, right? This should be the kind of like the white collar arm of, you know, our law enforcement. I don't think it should be one and the same, but I think people have, hopefully this is waking people up, because Andrew Cuomo came out to say that this was, that they need to show warrants, they need to do this, because I'm sure he's scared to death, Joey, because if get back into power, I mean, they're setting a precedent that is very scary for Hillary Clinton, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden's brother. I mean, they have now set a precedent that should scare those people, I mean, to the nth degree.
We all should be scared. Pamela Evett should be scared. Joey Hudson is scared. I mean, because it's the first time Andrew Cuomo and I ever agreed on anything, but I did agree with him on that. I mean, he recognizes just how bad this is. And as you said, the precedent that it's setting, none of us are safe if they're weaponizing this. And back to the IRS, you know, going to hire another 70, 80,000 agents to be out there. More reason for us to focus on November, regain control of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate and stop this foolishness.
Absolutely, Joey. Absolutely. Yep. And you know how we do that? At the voting booth.
That's right.
Everybody has got to get out to vote. And I do not want to hear from anybody that they don't like the candidates they have on the general election ballot, because only 16% of South Carolinians came out for the primary. If you don't like who's on the ballot, it's too late. You go out and you vote and you get a Republican, and then you deal with that in 2 years, 4 years, and get your butt out to vote in these primaries. Because 16%, that's dismal.
Run yourself, you know. File and run if you don't like the candidate that's running in your area. You can jump in there. Always a pleasure. More to talk about than we have time, but have a great day. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Joe. You all have a great weekend.
You too. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, it's 847.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.